So we kicked off a 5-game road trip last night in Utah. First of a back-to-back because we got Denver tonight. Same starting five for us. And the first thing I noticed was how well Utah moves with the ball, without the ball, for each other, you know, and they did it well. But we got on the board first. Ihart grabs a bound. Randall hits a three. And other than that three, they really weren't falling for us too early in this first quarter. So we see Brunson getting inside instead. IQ, he missed Cam Reddish for an alley-oop, but he makes up for it real quick. He grabs a steal on the other end. He hits Randall for a three. He hits a three himself. He finds Sims for an alley-oop. I mean, just IQ doing it all. He was such a big spark for us here in the first quarter. And we're down four after the first. And we come into the second seeing IQ just continue to do that. He found Obi down the court, and instead of Obi going right up and slamming it down, he was patient and found Brunson trailing for an easy two. And we really start moving the ball well here, and it opens things up for us. You know, Sims played great here, both sides of the ball. On defense, he's altering shots. On offense, he's helping secure bounds. He's helping putting them back. The only thing I didn't like here was a couple of turnovers, but Obi hits a clutch three in the last minute there. Brunson hits one before the buzzer, and we're up three at halftime, 61-58. And we come out in the third, and RJ gets to the line, but he's got to finish those shots at the rim. He's got to hit those free throws. He's got to be better. Cam Reddish, somebody who has been, and he's been showing it since preseason. You know, little by little, these morning drives, I've been mentioning how he's been doing little things here, little things there. And if he keeps putting it together consistently, he's going to be a huge factor. And he was again last night. I love seeing that. He found his shot. His shot was falling there in the third quarter. We did see the transition defense get a little lackadaisical there. I hate giving up backdoor plays. I hate it. But again, Obi, Sims, they help get us back on track, and we're only down two after the third. And we come into the fourth. Obi is just heating up and cooking three after three, and then IQ hits a three. And I'll tell you what, Obi was wide open in the corner when IQ hit that three, and Kelly Olynyk had to decide between either one of them, and he couldn't. And that's what allowed IQ to hit it with ease. Tibbs pulls Obi right here. He ends up putting in Randall and Brunson. And while I'm cool with Brunson coming in, I'm all right with Randall coming in. I really would have rather see Obi stayed on the court and sub Hart in if you need Randall to come in, right? I mean, sub Hart out if you need Randall to come in. That's the direction I wanted to see. And although it worked out because Brunson got busy, he did his job. He closed out this fourth quarter. He was great here. Great here. Cam Reddish also hit some clutch free throws late in the game that helped secure the win, 118-111. Final score, we get the win. We pull it out. Obi, a huge catalyst in this game. IQ, the original catalyst in this game. You know, these guys, they need to play. IQ has been getting more minutes. I'm loving it. Obi, still not cracking 20. He had 18 last night. I need more Obi. You had a chance in the fourth quarter there to do it. You didn't. We ended up pulling out the win, but I was biting my teeth down there, man. If we didn't get that win, I was going to be pissed this morning. Pissed. Cam Reddish continues to be better. Continues. I think we're almost at a point where it's been so consistent. You could say he's officially an effective role player. And I'm loving it. He's got the length. He's got a layup package. Yeah, we could see him finish a little bit more, but the way that lankiness just helps him finish, helps him create space. It's only going to be an asset to us, and he's been so good. IQ continuing, again, JB finishing. RJ's got to be better. You know, we know this, and that's what it is. We got to turn around and come right back tonight in Denver and hopefully, you know, put our foot down and let's try to keep the momentum going. I know the Joker's out tonight, so it is what it is. We'll see how we do. That's what I got. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. I'm out. Peace.